Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Ches, and we are on the last line of daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. So we began yesterday the second Mishnah in Perek Elohein Aloikin, which continues listing different averos for which there's an Oynish Malchus. The first one mentioned in the Mishnah was Ha'ichel Bikurim Ad Shalei Kara Aleihem. If somebody eats Bikurim, even a Koyein, but he does so before the owner, the Bailim of the Bikurim, read the Parsha of Bikurim, Rami Oved Avi, the halacha is that the Oichel is going to be Chayav Malchus. And the Gemara said that really it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah that if somebody eats Bikurim, Ad Shalei Kara Aleihem, there's going to be a Chayav Malchus. Stating that, it's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Reb Shimon. What's the Makar? The Makar, the Gemara said, is a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The Pasuk says, Leisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa degoncha v'tiroichcha v'yitzarecha, u'becheres b'karcha v'tzaynecha, v'chol nedarecha ashetidar v'nidvaysecha u'tshumas v'decha. And at first glance, what the Pasuk is saying is something that it actually repeats many times in Parshas Re'eh itself, which is that kachim, whether it's meiser, whether it's bechar, whether it's kol nedarecha v'nidvaysecha, have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Leisucha lecha b'sharecha. And the Pasuk is merely singling out different forms of kachim that can't be eaten b'sharecha. Stating that, Rav Shimon, with great brilliance, so much brilliance, that Rava said that a mother that's expecting a baby and is davening that her child should vaksois, she should say yehiratzen, she yehekur Rav Shimon. That's how brilliant this drasha was. He said that this Pasuk is really referring to not just one iser, but many different isurim, such as, number one, you're not allowed to eat kachin in Sha'arecha outside of Yerushalayim. Additionally, Reb Shimon said that in this pasuk tis a makar, that you're not allowed to eat Bikurim before you read the parsha of Bikurim. Additionally, Reb Shimon said in this makar, there's an iser to eat regular kachim before Zrika. There's an iser in this pasuk for a zar to eat kachim. The pasuk's also telling me that kachi kadashim, which is more Kodesh than ordinary kachim, can't even be eaten outside the Chaymas or Azara. And finally, in this pasuk, said Rav Shimon is Makar, that one is not allowed to eat from the Karbanoila. So it's not one Isser that the Torah is telling us, there's six Isserim that the Torah is telling us. Additionally, we saw that really all these things mentioned in this pasuk, we know from other places in the Torah that they're really Asser. But the Chiddush really of this pasuk is, at first glance, that there's an Azar. That not only is it Asser, meaning we know that you're not allowed to eat kachim before Zrika. It says, V'dam zvachecha yishafich, and afterwards it says, V'abasar teichel. We know you're not allowed to eat from the carbon oil. It says it has to be kol. Kol means it has to be completely burnt. So if you would eat from the carbon oil, you'd be mevatel the mitzvah of kollel. But what I don't know without this pasuk is that there's an azara. Kamash malon this pasuk, that there's an azara. So one of the things mentioned in this pasuk is bikurim achaloi kara aleihem. And you see there's an azara. If there's an azara, there's malchus. That's the makar to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that ha'oichal bikurim achaloi kara aleihem. The halacha is that you're going to be Chayev Malchus, Hamani, Reb Shimoni, who learns it from this price. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, what was the Makar for Reb Shimon to be Maitzi this Pasuk Mipshutai, and to say that the Pasuk isn't just merely telling me, Loisucha lecha v'sharecha, masa degoncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha b'kairis b'chayecha, v'tzaynecha, v'chol nedarecha, v'nidvaysa. How did he know to be Maitzi the Pasuk Midei Pshutai, and instead tell me that the Pasuk is really teaching me a whole bunch of different random halakas? Said Reb Shimon, it's very simple. Because why does the Torah have to single out all these different types of kachim and tell me that they can't be eaten b'sharecha? Once it says you can't eat ma'isa sheni b'sharecha, certainly I know you can't eat a toydan ashlamim, you know you can't eat a chatas v'asham, you know you can't eat an oila, you can't eat a bechar, because those things are more kaddish. Now the Gemara said, maybe who said, you know which is more kaddish, maybe this is more kaddish, but Reb Shimon made a hanacha, and Reb Shimon's hanacha was that kachim is more chamor, for example, than meiser, just using this one example. So he said, why would the Torah have to repeat itself over and over and over again? So, enoy inyin for the isser leisucha lecha b'sharecha, tenayu inyin for any one of the respective isserim that we just mentioned. But the Gemara asked the gevaldige kasha. The kasha is that if that's the case, so it's true, there's an enoy inyin over here, but if you want to tell me that leisucha lecha b'sharecha is being mechadish an azara, and the nafgemina of there being an azara is that there's going to be malchus, you wouldn't be able to learn Malkus and Azara from a Kal V'chomer. I mean, you can't tell me that if the Torah would have just said, I would know you can't eat a Bechor either. I would know you can't eat a Neder, and it's not true. Because Ein Oinshin Min Hadin. And even if you hold Oinshin Min Hadin, says the Gemara, Ein Mazirin Min Hadin. So, Ein Mazirin Min Hadin, you're not going to have an Azara Mikal V'chomer. So, L'chura, fake the Gemara. I don't understand the whole premise of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's telling me, I know Mikal V'chomer. It's true, there is a meat of Kal V'chomer. It's one of the Yud Gemara the Shatar and the Drashus Bam. But it doesn't work when it comes to Oinshin. It doesn't work when it comes to Azaras. And even if you'll tell me you hold Oinshin Min Hadin, but Ein Mazirin Min Hadin. So, if there's no Azara, I can't apply the Loi Suchal to Bechor and to Toy the Vishlomim and to Chatis Vashon and to Oilo. So, I do need the Pasig. The Pasig is really not extra. If the Pasig is not extra, Then freak the Gemara. How would I know the Azara? So says the Gemara, you're right. And you have to tweak Rav Shimon. You have to say that when Rav Shimon said in this Braisa that you're going to get Malkus for all these respective Yisurim, you're really not going to get Malkus for all these respective Yisurim. You can't get Malkus. Because really, there's no extra word or idea in this Pasuk as it relates to Malkus, because from the Malkus perspective, I need the Hazar of Leisucha Lecha Lesharecha to apply to each one of these forms of Kachim singled out in the Pasuk. What then is Rav Shimon's Cheshvin? This is where you have to Halkop. What Rav Shimon is saying is that as it relates to the Isser, that I would know Mikal V'chomer. I wouldn't know the Azara and the Malkus Mikal V'chomer. Because for the Azara, in Mazir Min Adin. For the Malkus, in Oinshin Min Hadin. But in terms of the Isser itself, that I could learn Mikal V'chomer. So from an Isser perspective, there's something extra. And there I could say, Eino Inyan to the Isser of Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, Tneyo Inyan to some other Isser. So Eino Chinami, from the Azara perspective, there's nothing extra. But from the Isser perspective, there is something extra. And really, all Reb Shimon is doing is, he's learning, not Malkus, in all these new Isserim that he was Mechadish, because there's nothing extra from a Malkus perspective. But Isurin, technically, there is something extra. Why? Because the Isra, I would be able to know Mikal V'chomer, so Tnei Uinyin, to teach me all these different Isurin. That's what the Gemara said. But afraid the Gemara, that all works up until our Mishnah. But now, we learned in our Mishnah, Eidu Eina Loikin. And the Mishnah said, what was the first example? So you see, and what was the makar to this halacha of the Mishnah? It was Rav Shimon. And would Rav Shimon know it from Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha? And it really doesn't say it in Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha. It's just because Rav Shimon held Trumas Yotcha that's mentioned in the Pasuk is referring to Bikurim. And Bikurim, that's Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha, I know Kal V'chomer from Meiser. So I'm Eino Yinyin to Leisuch Halacha B'Sharecha, Tnei Yinyin, that I'm not allowed to eat Bikurim. Actually, Karaleim. What's the problem? The problem is, you're telling me now that there's really no Kal V'chomer im Einoy Inyan as it relates to the Azara. There's only an im Einoy Inyan, somehow he's bifurcating this, but there's only an Einoy Inyan as it relates to the Isser. So if there's only an im Einoy Inyan as it relates to the Isser, then you could be Mechadish an Isser to eat Bikur Mach like Karalein. But you can't be Mechadish a Malkus, and the Mishnah says, Elohei Na Loikin. So the Gemara says, you have to say, Elokro Yaseiru, Mechdi Ksive Veso, Shama, Vachalto Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Bamokoy. So the Gemara makes another diak, meaning in order to fully understand Reb Shimon, you have to be aware of one other diak in the pasuk. So this pasuk that we've been learning now, Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, is in Parashas Re'eh. It's Perek Yudei, it's pasuk Yudzayin. If you go back a few psukim, Perek Yudei, pasuk Vav. Ve'esim Shama Oyleisechem Bezevchechem Ve'esmas Reisechem. Now, what's Veveisim Shama? Bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk just mentioned all these things mentioned in our Pasuk, and it says in the form of a mitzvah saseh, Veveisim Shama, you should bring them there. Where's there? Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk already mentioned all these things. It says, why then the next Pasuk, few psukim later, doesn't have to chazer over the whole list. It should have just said Leisucha Lo'ichlon. Mahader Mefarish Burachman Olamali. Why did Torah have to single out and chazer over each individual thing mentioned in this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Elo Yehudi Lehu Lavi L'Cholchad V'Had. So says the Gemara, to teach me another layer as far as the drashas go. Notice what the Gemara is saying is that the actual pasuk of Leisucha Lecha B'Sharecha, the entire pasuk is extra. This whole pasuk is a crazy save. Because really, all the pasuk needed to say, if it wanted to tell me that there's a lav by Meiser and Bechor and by Oilo and Chatas Va'asham and by Toyda Vishlamim and by Bikurim, all the Torah would have had to say was Leisucha La'oichlam. And La'oichlam would be referring back to a few psukim earlier, where the Torah already singled out why the Torah had to chazer over the whole list again. It's a few psukim later, we're halting cup. So why does the Torah have to chazer it over? So from the fact that the Torah chazers over all these different things in this pasuk, that in and of itself is a kroyes seira. And it's from that kroyes seira that Rav Shimon darshan im einoy inyan to the isolei sucha lacha b'sharecha tneyu inyan. Being that he's darshaning it mineyu bay from the pasuk itself, so he's not darshaning it because he felt that I would know it mikal v'chomer, meaning he had it mefurish in the pasuk. So it's for that reason it's not viewed as something that he's learning min adin. If it's not viewed as something he's learning min adin, if one of the things in this pasuk is ha'ichal bikur match like karan leim, it's as if it's mefurish in the pasuk. And if it's mefurish in the pasuk, the halach is for that reason you're going to get malchus. If this gemara comes across as being confusing, it's because it is confusing. As a matter of fact, there's a tosfos that's, if you take a look at it, it literally starts on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Amud Beis on the top, and it goes to Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom. It's a very difficult Gemara. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rishonim, not an easy Gemara. We do what we do. Stating that, just to exhale for one moment before the Gemara changes course onto a different topic, just one Ara. So we've been learning this pasuk of Leisuchal Lecho B'Sharecha, Masa de Gandcha v'tirochcha v'yitzarecha. Pashup Shat, the pasuk is coming to teach me and halacha that you're not allowed to eat my sasheni and kachim outside of Yerushalayim. B'sharecha would mean where you live in Eretz Yisrael, but outside of Yerushalayim. These things had to be eaten lefnei Hashem alekecha. They had to be eaten dafka in Yerushalayim. So yesterday we spoke at Rashi, where Rashi's medayik the pasuk loisucha lecha b'sharecha. Pshub ben karcha ima yachalat. Of course you could. Not going to be hit by lightning. If you eat it, b'sharecha, you could avol enoch rashay. What it means you're not allowed to. We spoke out Torah for Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Remeir Simcha, and Mesha Chachma, explaining the idea of kof aleim har kegigas, that a person can reach a madrega where he's, his approach to avodas Hashem is leisucha lechkenish, because it's so clear by him what the truth is, that the alternative option isn't really an option after all. We spoke out from the Beis Halevi on Leisachmoid, where the Beis Halevi says that, how could the Torah govern your hergeshim? Because if a person would have yira, ma'at min ha'yiras, doicha the yetzahar, is able to knock it out. And Torah from Yeshua, that was the way the Beis Halevi lived. When he saw an ani, he saw tzvei bixen. There were two guns pointing at him. He didn't see an ani. Ketzelin gelfen, so not tzvei bixen. But either way, so we spoke out a little bit of leicht Torah, some chumash Torah leisuchal. But if you take a look at Eben Ezra on this pasuk, he says something unbelievable as well. Again, on this very same pasuk, there Reb Shimon darshan, but just a little bit of background. That is, the pasuk says, Perik Tez Vav, also in Parashas Re'eh, pasuk Yutes, another pasuk you're probably familiar with. Kol HaBachar, Asher Yivoleid, Bithkarcha Uvitzoincha, Hazochar Taktish L'Hashem Alekechas. If a person has bakar and sign, and this bakar and sign now has a bechor, what's the halacha? A zochar taktish l'Hashem Elokecha. Loi savi bechor sheirecha, v'loi sogoiz bechor tzeinecha. Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, teichlenu shana b'shana, ba'mokim ashe yivchar Hashem ato v'esecha. Where are you supposed to eat the bechor? The bechor has to be eaten lefnei Hashem Elokecha. The Rishonim, and these are not the Rishonim that are on the side of, not the Rishonim that are on the side of the Chumash and the Makrayis Gedolos, but Rishonim, the Paneach Roza, the Rimi Vina, the Adar Zekenim, the Moshev Skenim, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, they all ask the same ma'ara on this pasuk. If you read the pasuk, it sounds like the pasuk is talking to the owner of the animal. So you have an animal, and this animal just gave birth to a bechor. Kol ha-bechor ha-shi'yivaleh, bif-karcha uf-tzoyncha, ha-zachar taktish ha-shem alekecha, le-savoy bif-char sherecha, v'lo-yisogayz bif-char tzenecha. What should you do with it? You can't work with it. Lefnei ha-shem alekecha teichlen, shana b'shana. You should bring it to Yerushalayim, lefnei Hashem alekecha, and that's where you should eat it. B'mokem asher yivchar Hashem atu v'esecha. Frag in the Rishonim, is that what you do with a bechor? That's what you do with Maisa Sheni. It's not what you do with a bechor. A bechor you give to a kohen. It's one of the chavdal and matnas kahuna. So what's the pasuk saying? Don't do work with it. Instead, eat it lefnei Hashem alekecha. No, you're supposed to give it to a kohen, and the kohen has to eat it lefnei Hashem alekecha. It's true, bechor is one of the things that you have to eat lefnei Hashem. But who's the one that eats it lefnei Hashem? The kohen does. So how do you read the pasuk? It sounds like from the pasuk, you just can't do work with it. Lifnei Hashem alekecha teichlenu shana b'shana. And the Torah machzich nish vizidik from the fact that there's a mitzvah you have to first give it to a kohen. It's a pashut, you'll say. Lifnei Hashem alekecha doesn't mean you yourself. The kohen, you know, says that Rashi. Lifnei Hashem alekecha teichlenu l'kohen hu oimer. The kohen is the one that has to eat lifnei Hashem alekecha. Shekvar matzinu shehu mi matnas kohuna. Because we know already it's from the matnas kohuna. So it's a little bit misleading, but that's what he means. Listen to what the Rishayim say. Stating that all the Rishayim that I just mentioned to you say a different teretz. Even though, lahalocha, a person is only obligated to be mafresh one bechar, so every animal has a peterechem. That peterechem, the firstborn animal, that is the bechar. That's what you give to the kohen. But the minig Yisrael was, they used to be mafresh two bechayres. What were the two? Ha'echad peterechem. And that one they would give to the Kehanim. So every person had a corral. In the corral he had his sheep and his goats and shepselach. The first animal to be born, shana b'shana, in this eder, in this corral, they would take and they would treat it somewhat as if it was a bechar. It's not peterechem. It's regarding that the pasuk says that you yourself, the Bialim, should take this bechar and you should bring it up to Yerushalayim. And now you patent. So you have two bechars. So you have the bechar, that's the peterechem, that's hazocher taktish, that's pidyin aben, right? That's the idea of bechar that we're all familiar with. But say the Rishonim, that there was another bechar. It sounds like it's not a chiyuv, but hayu regilim. And the pasuk is referring to this minig that people had, or in this case, were going to have when they enter Eretz Yisrael, b'makom asher yivchar. And it's this type of bechar where there's no chiyuv to give to the kohen, because it doesn't really have kedusha, but they used to treat it like bekurim, reishis bekuri ad mascha, tavi beis Hashem alekecha. So in the same vein, they would take the first animal that was born in their eder, they would go bring it up to Yerushalayim, and that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says, lefnei Hashem alekecha teichlenu shana b'shana. Who's teichlenu? Not the kohen like Rashi says, but you yourself, the bailam, you have a mitzvah of teichlenu. Now let me tell you the Ebenezer. On this pasuk, leisucha lecha b'sharecha. So it mentions masad gan chavit yirosh chavit zarecha. And then the pasuk says, "Ubechayrois bekarcha vitzaynecha." It's referring to a bechar. Says Ibn Ezra that I saw people being very bothered with this pasuk, because who's the pasuk talking to? It's talking to the Bailan. So the Torah is telling the Bailan, "You're not allowed to eat masa the gancha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha b'sharecha." Rather, you have to take a lefnei Hashem alekecha. You're also not allowed to eat bechar, bekarcha v'tzaynecha, b'sharecha. So Ibn Ezra said, I saw people ask Akasha that, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat bechar, b'sharecha. You're never allowed to eat bechar. Bechar always has to be given to the kohen. So to Ibn Ezra, the Akasha's a dais. Because Avada, the pasuk means the kohen. Like Rashi says in the pasuk of Kala Bechar. So you yourself that could eat the Maisa Sheni, you can't eat Maisa Sheni Bisharecha. The Kayan who's allowed to eat the Bechar, he can't eat the Bechar Bisharecha. He has to eat that Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. But says Devin Ezra, V'hamekachshen. I found people that are mekachshen. These are deniers. I don't know if he's talking about the Tzedukim or the Karam that lived in his times. Amru, ki heim shnayim b'chayrim. That you know what you see from this pasuk. There were really two b'chayrs. Ha'echad b'chayr peterechem, v'hasheni b'chayr eder. Says, and that's what this pasuk is referring to when it says, don't eat the b'chayr b'sharecha, because there is a b'chayr that the Bailam would eat. And that was the Bechar Le'eder. That's the Bechar that's not from the Matnas Kuna that had to be given to the Kohen. That Bechar, says the Pasuk, Loisucha Lecha B'sharecha. It's actually an Azara. You have to go ahead and eat it. Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. But says the Ebn Ezra, Ve'ein Tzorich Lehishav Al Havleim. He says, it's so ridiculous. It's Shtusim. It's Havleim. That you don't even have to answer. No comment. That's how silly it is. But the bottom line is, the Ebn Ezra already brings this Chiddush, that there were two Becharis. There was a Bechar Lepeterechem, and then there was a Bechar Le'eder. If you look at the Cheskuni, also on this Pasuk, again, this Pasuk's the topic of the daf. So if you take a look at the Cheskuni on this Pasuk, the Cheskuni makes the same diak as well. Says the Cheskuni, Elo mafrishin hayu mimenu shnei vlados. We thought that when an animal gave birth, they used to take the bechar, and that's what they were mafrish. Now you know the rest of the story. They used to be mafrish two vlados. Harishin shal behema bechar lo the Kohen. The first baby, the firstborn, that went to the Kohen, Vasheni, and the secondborn also had some idea of Bechaira to it, but they would eat that one for themselves. V'darkon shel Yisrael lecha b'Yerushalayim eshel lehen ke'en Maisa Sheni. And just like Maisa Sheni, they used to eat in Yerushalayim, they would take the secondborn child, hashtag secondborn child. So they would take the secondborn Bechar, and what they would do with that is they would bring it up to Yerushalayim. Achar, he says another pshat, he says, B'nei Kevois Bechar, unbelievable. So the halacha of Bechar, Kedushas Bechar is Hazachar Tak. This is only if it's a Zachar. What if it's in a Keva? If it's in a Keva, there's no mitzvah. Says the Chaskudi, maybe that's the Bechar. They used to take the Bechairois, bring it up to Yerushalayim, not give it to the Kohen. Either way, from the Psukim, it sounds a little bit like the Torah keeps on mentioning Bechar. It doesn't say a word about giving it to the Kohen. Rashi already makes the Diyak in the Pasuk of Kala Bechar. Evan Ezra makes the Diyak in this Pasuk, Leisucha Lacha B'sharecha. What's going on over here? So there's three Mahalchim. There's three Mahalchim, or three Mechudesh, the Mahalchim in the Rishayim. There's the Mahalchim of Rechanu Paltiel, the Paneach Raza, and the Moishev Skenim, and the Darus Skenim, and the Rimi Vino, that Evan Ezra quotes as Divrei Hamid. He refers it to Divrei Hevel and Hakosha. He speaks very, very sharply about it. That there were two ideas of Bechar. There was the Bechar, the Peterechem, and then there was the Bechar Le'eder, the first animal to come out of this Eder. They used to treat like Bekurim, Reishis Bekuri Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha. Then there's the idea that the Chizkuni brings, that there was the firstborn and the secondborn also had some Chishivas, wasn't given to the Kohen. That was what was eaten of the land. That's what the Pasuk is referring to throughout Parshas Yisrael. And then there's the second idea the Chizkuni brings, that the Bechar Reis, the female Bechar. So the male Hazachar, that's Taktish, that's the Iker Parsha Bechar. What about an Akeva that was born? So today you don't have the real Parsha Bechar, but there was some idea of what's the Parsha Pshat? Parsha Pshat, the Pasuk is keep referring to the Kohen, like Rashi says in the Pasuk of Kala Bechar. Either way, Abyssal Viter. Zakhti Gemara Gufa, Omar Rava. Rava said, Zor Shacham and Oilo, Zor that eats from a carbon oilo, Fnei Zrika, Chutz Lichayma, the Rab Shimon Leika Chamish. According to Rab Shimon, he's going to get Malkus five times. Why is he going to get Malkus five? Number one, he's a Zor. Zor's not allowed to eat any kachim. It's an oilo. You're not allowed to eat an oilo. The Fnei Zrika, you can't eat a carbon before Zrika. Chutz l'chayma, it was eaten outside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, which by definition means that it was both outside of the Chaymas Azara and outside of the Chaymas Yerushalayim. So that's another two. You add it up together, you have five. Does he mean Malkus or does he not mean Malkus? So that's that last Gemara that we learned. Fake the Gemara. Why is there only five? The Pasuk says, and this is in Perichav Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, in Parshas Tetzava. The context over there is the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. So during the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did the Avodah. 7 days that Moshe did the Avodah. And there were a lot of Karbonos that were brought. And the Pasuk over there says, regarding the Karbonos of the Miluim, Va'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem, only the Kehanim were allowed to eat it. L'mali es yodam l'kadish oisam, v'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshem. It says, a zor is not allowed to eat it, ki kodeshem. And it's mashma, therefore, from this Pasuk, that Zor is never allowed to eat Kodesh. And Rashi explains, because if you're going to tell me that it was a Rosh Hashanah just for those kachim of the Miluim, why would the Torah have to emphasize Ki Kodeshim? It should have just said Zor lo yoichal. Zor wasn't allowed to eat it. Ki Kodeshim sounds like a reason that we could apply for Doris, and that is a Zor is not allowed to eat kachim. So the bottom line is you have another Azor in the Torah that says Zor lo yoichal Ki Kodeshim. So why did Rava say Zor she'acham ena oila lifnei zrika chutz l'chayma l'rab shem aloi kachamesh? It's true, there's five lavin in the pasuk of Leisucha Lecha V'Sharecha, but there's a sixth lav. This pasuk here, Parshas Tetzaveh V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili Hechad L'Kehanim Chazi. Hach L'Kehanim Namli L'Chazi. If you look at the pasuk, it says that the Kehanim should eat it. V'Ach L'Oisem Asher Kupa Bahem. And then the pasuk says, V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. So we say that this Azara of V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem only applies to a carbon that the Kehanim are allowed to eat. Where you have the mitzvah of V'Ach L'Oisem Asher Kupa Bahem, then you have the Azara of V'Zor Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. But if you don't have the mitzvah of Achlo Eisem Asher Kupa Bahem, such as by a carbon oila, because a carbon oila, no one's allowed to eat, even a kohen is not allowed to eat, and a mela, a zar who eats, it's not going to get malchus v'zar lo yeichal. So Enochinami, had we been talking about a chatas or some other carbon, then Enochinami, you would have v'zar lo yeichal. But being that Rava was talking about a zar she'ocham in a oila, and the oila is not nechal, L'kayanim, being that it's not nechal, even l'kayanim, so you don't have this iser v'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshim. But the Gemara says, "L'kinami mishum ubasa v'sada treifa lo yisachelu." I have another iser. It says, "Ubasa v'sada treifa lo yisachelu." Now that pasuk is talking about treifa. Now let's eat a treifa. concept of treif, an animal that's a treifa, is off limits. Now, pasha, a treifa is an animal that has holes in its lungs, or whatever exactly the simonim of a treifa. Oh, perikelu treifa is exactly what a treifa is. But when the pasuk describes the treifa, so the pasuk describes an animal that was trampled to death, and it was in a field. Ubaser basode treifa lo yisachelo. And the kasha is, who cares if it was in a field, if it was somebody's backyard, or somebody's living room? At the end of the day, the iser is the treifa. There's nothing to do with tzada. And Chazal, because of this, diuk, learned a phenomenal halach, and that is, kivan sheyasa basar chutzam chitzasay nesar. Anytime you have basar, whether it's basar chulin, such as the ikur parish of treifa, which is referring to chulin, or it's basar kachim, where there's a mechitza, there are certain parameters where this basar is allowed to be eaten. To the extent that it leaves those parameters, it goes outside of that dalamis where it's supposed to be eaten, the halach is nesar. If somebody eats it, he's going to be chayv malchus. So for example, if we're talking about kachin, kachi kadashim has to be eaten within the chaymas of the azara. If you would eat it outside the chaymas of the azara, you would be over the iser of ubasar basada treifa loisechelo. Because you have basar that's supposed to be eaten within a certain mechitza. Now that it was eaten outside of the mechitza, you're going to get malchus. If somebody would eat kachin kalim outside of Yerushalayim, you'd be over again. By the way, this has implications. This has implications in Chulin as well. There's a perek in Masechtas Chulin called Behema Makasha, which is a very lumdish perek. And the idea of a Behema Makasha is that if somebody shechts an animal and the animal has an uber inside, so that's the bent pakua, right? How's it possible to eat from an animal that didn't have shechita? If you shechted the mother, and then the mother gives birth to a baby, so the shechita on the mother somehow is chal for the baby, whatever the lumdus is. And this ben pakua, right? The Mishlo Melech in Prashas Drachen says that was the whole nidoin between Yosef and the Shvatim, right? They accused Yosef of eating Avram and Achai. How could Yosef, or Yosef accused the brothers of eating Avram and Achai? How could the brothers have eaten Avram and Achai? They were eating a ben pakua. And the question is a ben pakua something that the brothers would have been able to eat or not? Says the Mishnah Malach, it's really totally. Because a goy's din Eivim Menachai is, he's not allowed to eat Eivim Menachai. A yid's din Eivim Menachai is, he needs shechita. Ben Pakur really has shechita. So Yosef held that the brothers had a din of a ben noach. If the brothers had a din of a ben noach, they weren't able to eat the ben Pakur. The Shvatim held they had a din of a Yisrael, male, they were able to eat the ben Pakur. Ki yadua, the Mishnah Malach, and Drush Aleph. But the bottom line is, the dialogue is that if you have a behem amakasha lele, the behem is about to give birth, and then the child, the uber, this little baby animal, sticks its head out and then comes right back in. The halach is, the shechita is not going to work for that aver of the ben pakua that stuck its head. It's learned out from this pasuk again. It went outside of its mechitza. So there's a lot of different halachas that are learned out from mechitza. By the way, what's the drasha? What's the basis for the drasha? Because the Torah says sada. Sada is out in the field. It's outside of the mechitzas. But the bottom line is, so we learn treifa loisechelu, but also basar basada loisechelu. Anytime you have a shtick flesh that's basada, it went outside of the mechitzas where it's supposed to be loisechelu. So what's the kasha? Zar shalchamina oilu lifnezrika chutz l'chayma. If the oilu went chutz l'chayma, went outside its mechitzas. It went outside its mechitzas time too. The mechitzas are within the azara l'chayra. And now it's outside of the azara. It's even outside the chayim tushalayim. So why isn't there malchus for ubasa basada treifa loisechelo? The Gemara gives the obvious answer. Hani mili hecha de bifnim chazi. Hecha de bifnim nami loy chazi. The only time you have the isra ubasa basada loisechelo is where it's something that you could eat. But if something you can't eat, then you don't have the salach. What's the pshat? It's gerov and sefer. Is mevayu de Gemara betuf tam. Says Hazeya Pashit. This is not like the previous teretz the Gemara gave. It's a gzeris akasav. This is very Pashit. Because the whole yisayt of the isru basar basar the treifa loisachelu is that if basar has its mechitzos where it's supposed to be eaten, then when it goes outside of its mechitzos, you have an iser, I can't eat it anymore. A basar eilu doesn't have mechitzos. A basar eilu is not nechal. So if it doesn't have mechitzos, it can't be nechal anywhere. So, of course, you don't have the Isser Ubasu Basada Treifa Loisechelo. What is the Isser Ubasu Basada Treifa Loisechelo? This is a little precursor for Kachem. What's the Isser? The Isser is Basar that has a din to be Nechal within certain Mechitzos. If it leaves those Mechitzos,
your Ivra left. A basarayla hotnish kain mechitzais. Vasanish nechals. It's kolom. So as a result, of course, it's pasha that you're not going to have the iser. Ubasa basada shayfa loyzecha. But the Gemara says, v'lo kinabik Rabbi Eliezer. There's another basis. L'chura v'malkis. Rabbi Eliezer lo yiyachel ki kaideshu. The context over there is noisar. So if you have kachim, basar kachim, that's noisar. So the halach is not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says, lo ye yachel, lo yisase, ki kaidesh. When we learn from here, kachim b'kaidesh pasal, ba'kasav litin loisar al-achilase, that upsule ha-mikdashim, you're not allowed to eat any kachim, that's pasal. Now, karban oila that goes, chutz l'chaymes Yerushalayim, is pasal. It's a psul yoytse. So you can't take basar kachim outside of its mechitza. So once it went out, l'chura, it's Yoytze. If it's Yoytze, it's possible anyways. If it's possible, then you have the Isser of Lo Yoyochel Ki Kodeshu. But the Gemara says, Hani Mili, when do you have this Isser? That if you eat Fasar Kachin, that's possible, you get Malkus for the love of Lo Yoyochel Ki Kodeshu. Hani Mili Hecha, the Kodem Pisuloi Chazi. That's something that before it became possible, you were allowed to eat. But Haka, the Kodem Pisuloi, not the Chazi. But over here, you weren't allowed to eat it even before it became possible. You're not going to have this Isser of lo yoyachel ki kodesh, but the Gemara says, "V'lo kinami kit idch Rabbi Eliezer tani Rabbi Eliezer aimer kol shehu bekolol tia liten loisase alachilasoi." In the context over there is the minchas koyin, and the pasuk says, "V'chol minchas koyin kolol tia loisay yachel." And Rabbi Eliezer darshin kol shehu bekolol tia, any carbon that has a din of kolol tia, you have a loisase of loisay yachel liten loisase alachilasoi. So an oila which is kulay kolol, you should have that love. Says the Gemara, you got me. So we were able to fend off the first four kashas on Rava. But this, checkmate. Enochinami. Aye, so then why did Rava say, Zor, Sha'achal, Mina Oila, Lifnei Zrika, Chutz L'chayma, Yoloika Chamesh, L'chura, we just found the sixth Isser. You have five in the Pasuk of Leisucha Lacha B'sharecha. And now you have this Pasuk, Kolul Tia Leisayachal, and Oila is also Kolul. So you have the love of Leisayachal, so the Gemara says, Rava mehai krok kamo. Rava said like a chomesh, he meant five in that pasuk. That pasuk itself, you have five. But enochinami, you want to add up all the different lavin that you get. Yeah, there's more. There's a six. You just got the six. Which, by the way, now that the Gemara said this teretz, you can go back to all the previous lavin. And maybe you could work out that you'd get malchus for some of those as well. The point is that the Gemara initially thought that Rava was making a statement, there's five lavin, not more. So the Gemara is tweaking it. The Gemara is adjusting what it said and saying, no, could be there's more. In this pasuk, the Zohar is going to get Malkus five times. But in it could be there's more than five. On the same note, Om Rav Gidol Amarav, Simin Kuzo. Koyin sha'achal mechatas va'ashon lifnei zriko. Like, if a koyin eats from a chatas or an ashon lifnei zriko, he gets Malkus. My time. The Amakra, because the pasuk says, va'achlu oisam asher kupar bohem. The pasuk says that there's a mitzvah for kohanim to eat basar kachim, but it says asher kupar pahen. And Rav learned la'acha kapar. The mitzvah is to eat it la'acha kapara. And when do you get kapara with the zrika? Lifnei kapara loy. But you should not eat it. You should not eat it before the kapara. And lav abba michlal aseh lavu. Whoa. So Rav said that if a kohen would go and eat from the chatos and the osham, lifnei zrika, he'd get malchus. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you should get malchus for something like this. But Rav said a chiddush. Chiddush number one, when it says in the pasuk, va'achlu oisam asher kupar behem, there's a mitzvah to eat basar kachim, it's davka asher kupar behem, it's la'acha kapara. Lifnei kapara na. Zrika is the mechaper, so la'acha kapara, lifnei kapara is another way of saying la'acha zrika, and lifnei zrika. Now, it implies that you eat it after Zrika, you cannot eat it lifnei Zrika. It's what Rav referred to as a lav haba michlala se, because it doesn't say mefurish anywhere that you cannot eat it lifnei Zrika, but it's implied, it's a lav that's ba michlala se. I can imply it, I can infer it. If the mitzvah is la'achas Zrika, that michlal lav atashemeya hein, or michlal hein atashemeya lav, that is an isser lifnei zrika, and you get malchus for a lav abba michlal asin. Now that goes against everything we've learned so far in Perakei Lo Yinaloikin. Because till now we keep on saying that the only time you get malchus is if the Torah says specifically you cannot do it. It says loy, hishomer, pen, va'al. And now Rav is saying that even if the Torah doesn't specifically tell you something is asr, I only know it michlal,
Even that's enough for there to be Malchus. It says regarding the simonim of a kosher animal. And we learn from there, then an animal that doesn't have these simonim, you're not allowed to eat. Now, if you're going to tell me that a lav haba michal asay is a lav, you get malchus for it. Fake the Gemara as zel loy toichlu lamali. Why in that pasuk did the Torah have to chazer over and say that if somebody eats an animal that's not kosher, he gets malchus? Meaning there's a loy sasay, as zel loy toichlu. A lav haba michal asay anyways teaches me malchus. The Torah has an iser asay regarding eating non-kosher, and the Torah also has a loy sasay. Now, why do you need the loy sase if you already have the iser asay, presumably for malchus? Because an iser asay, a lav haba michal asay, doesn't beget malchus. It's only a loy sase that begets malchus. So that's why, even though there was already the lav haba michal asay, the Torah added to it, and the Torah now told me the loy sase. But if Rav is right that every lav haba michal asay, you also get malchus, so as a loy toichu lamali, why did the Torah have to tell me the lav? Everything that the lav is teaching me, I already know from the lav haba michal asay. So Mar says, you're right. Of course, Rav never meant that. No such thing that a lav haba michal asay, you get malchus. Everything that we've been learning till now in Perek Eilah and Aloikin is right. Elo, what did Rav say? See, Rav said something completely different. Eli itmar hochi itmar. Amar Rav Gidlo amar Rav. Zor shochem nechatas v'oshon lefnei zrika. Potter. Vezor is from the chatas lefnei zrika. Not loika. To the contrary. Potter. My timer. The Omar Krob. Because the pasuk says v'ochlo oisam asher kuper behem. And we learn from there. Kol heicha de karina be v'ochlo oisam asher kuper behem. Karina be v'zor lo yoichal ki koydeshem. So a zor. Not a kohen, a zor that eats from a carbon, such as a chatas and an osham, lifnei zrika. Despite the fact that ordinarily, when a zor eats kashim, he gets malchus. Over here, he's not going to get malchus. The reason he's not going to get malchus is because it's lifnei zrika. And the only time a zor gets malchus is if he eats a la'achas zrika. And the reason is because the Torah in the same pasuk that it mentions v'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshem also mentions the mitzvah saseh of v'ochlu oisam asher kuper behem, talking to the kayanim, and we darshan kol heicha de karina be v'ochlu oisam asher kuper behem karina be v'zor lo yoichal ki kodeshem v'chol heicha de loy karina be v'ochlu oisam asher kuper behem. But if you have a carbon, you have basar kachim, where there's no mitzvah of a ochlo oisam asher kuper behem. Why? Because it's lifnei zrika, you didn't have the kapara yet. In that case, loy karinam be v'zor lo yoichal, you don't have the iser of v'zor lo yoichal. So initially the Gemara thought that Rav was talking to the kohen and saying that a kohen that eats from a chatas v'ashem lifnei zrika is going to get malchus. The Gemara says that can't be, because for that all you have is a lav haba michal asay, and lav haba michal asay lav lavu, it's not a lav. The Gemara changed it and said that Rav wasn't talking to a kohen, he was talking to a zar. A zar that eats chatas v'ashen lifnei zrika will not get malchus. And despite the fact that ordinarily when a zar eats basar kachim, he does get malchus, it says v'zar lo yoichal ki kodeshem, it's very clear, but it doesn't matter. That's only a kachim that's la'achas rika, that a kohen is allowed to eat, would have a mitzvah to eat. It's dafka la'acha kapara. So if you have a ochlu oisam asher kupra behem, then you have a zor loyechal ki koy deshem. But kol hecha do loy karina be ochlu oisam asher kupra behem, loy karina be vazor loy yoichal. Exhale. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara goes back to the sugya of Bikurim, so we mentioned here the pasuk of a ochlu oisam asher kupra behem. So one festa ha'ara, just a little bit of kachim raid, a little bit of brisk raid. So this pasuk of v'achlu oisam asher kuper behem is the makar that there's a mitzvah asay d'iraisa for a koyein to eat basar kachim. So one of the things that was done with a carbon when it was brought was there was meat that was nechal koyan. If a koyein eats from basar kachim, he's mekayim a mitzvah saseh day rice. It's like the mitzvah of Krishna. It's a mitzvah saseh day rice. Not only is he mekayim a mitzvah, but the Gemara says, "Umsochem nun tesam ibeis melamit shakrihanim oichlim ubaylam eschaper." So, despite the fact that the ikar kapara, any time a carbon was brought, was from Davidus Adam, it was the shechita kabbalah hilach hazrika, and after the zrika, that's where the kapara was gotten. So for example, if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoikik, and now he has to bring a carbon chatas, so he gives the carbon over to the Kohen, Tchehanim do the Avoida, after the Zrika he gets Kapara. After the Zrika, if something happens to the rest of the animal, he's off the hook. He's fine. He gets Kapara as soon as the Zrika is done. Stating that, there are some Shiorei Mitzvah that were done, and there was additional levels of Kapara that a person could attain by bringing a carbon. One of them was Melamit Shekehanim Uichlin Ubayla Mischatim. The Kehanim would eat, he'd get kapara. And where's it learned that from? The same pasuk. It says, Ba'achlu oisa masha kupra behem. And the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Perik Tomid Nishchat, it's not in Zvachim, it's not in Menachis, it's in Tzachim. Malamid, she Kehanim oichlin, Ba'achlu oisa masha kupra behem. And this kapara was tutsachab, mitachilas Kehanim. Kehanim oichlin, Ubayla Mischatim. Stating that, when the Rambam brings this halacha, in Hilchas Maisa Karbonois, Perik Yur Halacha Aleph, listen to the Lashon HaRambam. Achilas Hachatos V'Ha'osham Mitzvah Saseh. There's a Mitzvah Saseh for a Kohen to eat from the Chatos and the Osham. Shenemar V'Ochlu Oysam Asher Kupar Bahem, says the Rambam. HaKohanim Oichlim U'Bailam Mischapra. Kohanim eat U'Bailam Mischapra. Says the Rambam. V'Hu Adin L'Shar Kotshin She'Oichlin HaKohanim Shachilas HaMitzvah. Even though the Rambam starts Achilas Hachatos VeHaOshon Mitzvos Aseh, but the Rambam concludes and he says VeHu Adin LeShara Kotchim SheOichlin HaKohanim, that when the Kohanim eat it, Achilas HaMitzvah V'Chin Achilas Shiori HaMenachos Mitzvos Aseh. And the Rambam continues Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Beis says that it's Poshut from the Rambam. It's Poshut from the Rambam that even though the Rambam began by saying Achilas Achatas VeHaOshon Mitzvos Aseh, he starts off talking about Achatas and an Oshon, but Achatas VeHaOshon is Lav Dafka. Avada is a Mitzvos Aseh to eat all kachim, like the Rambam concludes. VeHu Adin L'Shara Kachim SheOichlin HaKohanim SheAchilas HaMitzvah. As I said to Michas Chinuch, he says it's Poshit. There's nothing to talk about. So again, even though the Rambam began by saying Achilas Achatas VeHaOshon Mitzvos Aseh, still Hu adim l'shar kotshim sho'ichlan ha-kayhanim sha'achiloson mitzvah. The emes is, this minchas chinuch is a plea. So yesterday we spoke at the minchas chinuch, mitzvah tof men beis, regarding achilas ma'aseh sheni, where he asks that the Rabban, for some reason, wasn't masik on the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't bring achilas ma'aseh sheni as a mitzvah. We said it's the first Ramban in his Ashmata So'esen, that he asks that had the Rambam not bring that eating ma'aseh sheni is a mitzvah. This Minchas Chinuch is equally as Tamur. If you take a look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he brings the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, it's in mitzvah peites. Va'mitzvah peites hi shetziva hakoyanim lecho basar kachim. Kuloimar hachatos veha'osham shehim kodshei hakodoshim. Vu'omro yisawa va'ochlu oisa asher kupar bohem. So says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah for koyanim to eat basar kachim. Kuloimar. What type of basar kachim? Hachatos v'ha'osham sheheim kachim kadoshim. Now what's the makar? It's this pasuk. V'achlu oisam asher kupar bahem. I'm skipping a little bit. Says the Rambam, umavur hu shemitzvah zu miyuchedes b'zichrei ha'kohanim. This mitzvah is dafka b'zichrei ha'kohanim. It's only males. Ve'ein ha'noshim chayovis bo. Women don't have the mitzvah. You know why? Ki kachim ha'kadoshim shebo bohem ze ha'kosov. Because this pasuk of v'achlu oisam asher kupar bahem, which is referring to kachim kadoshim, loy it's not possible for a woman to have, because a woman can never eat kachik adoshim. Because the only ones that can eat kachik adoshim are kayanim, and a woman is not kayan. So it's not possible for a woman to be able to have this mitzvah. Because the mitzvah applies only to kachik adoshim. And kachik adoshim is something that's nechal only to zichrei kahuna. Bas kayan doesn't eat kachik adoshim. So it says it's poshit, it's not possible. Says the Rambam again, aval aim, case you not sure, achilas kachim kalim v'tshrumo kimei achilas basar chatas v'ashram shachilas habasar hazeh min achatas u'min ha'ashram batin shalim kaparas ha'meschaper k'boi shem v'yarnu u'boi bo loshoin hatzivoy be'achilot mashaloi bo loy be'kachim kalim v'loy be'tshrumo. So the Rambam couldn't be more clear. The Rambam's a mitzvah pay test and say for a mitzvah. So the Rambam says this mitzvah va'achlo oisam asher kupar is referring dafka to kachim kadoshim. It's lehedyin, not referring to kachim kalim. It's a pella. Michas Chinuch says that the Rambam, although he started achilas achatas va'asham mitzvah, says it's lav dafka achatas va'asham. He means like the Rambam concluded vu adin l'shara kachim sha'ochlan akoyhanim shachilas a mitzvah, meaning all kachim, whether it's kachim kadoshim, whether it's kachim kalim. We're going to see in a minute. Michas Chinuch says that it could be even the chelik of a carbon that was necha lebailim, there's a mitzvah sase. We'll see that in a second. But the point is, chatas and oshon is lav dafka. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs clearly said that chatas v'oshon was dafka. He says it's dafka chatas v'oshon. And what's unique about the chatas v'oshon? They are the two karbonos that are kachim kadoshim, that were necha.
Chatos Asham and Oila. Oila is off limits. You can't eat a carbon oila. So it's only Negeya, the Chatos and Asham. But the point is that Kachi Kadashim, that's Nachal Kehanim, that's the mitzvah of Achlo Oisam Ashakupra Behem. But Kachim Kalim, Shar Kachim not. I said, what did the Rambam mean when he said, V'hu Adin Lashara Kachim Shoichlan Kehanim Shachilos Mitzvah? He means it's a mitzvah. He's not saying there's no mitzvah. It's not like another steak dinner. Of course there's a mitzvah. But the mitzvahs I say of the Och Luoysa Masher Kupar Behem that teaches us Kehanim Oichlim Ubayim Mischaprim, that mitzvahs I say, that's something that's only negeya b'chatas v'ashem. Of course there's a mitzvah when you, the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs as well. There is some idea, some mitzvah, quote unquote, that's being done when you eat shayar basar kachim. But as it relates to the mitzvahs, I say, deiraisa v'och lo'aysim ha'shkupra b'hem in the minion of tayyag mitzvahs, k'yanam oichlim b'ayim mischapim, that's something that's only negeya to kachim. That's something that's not negeya to kachim kalm. The truth is, in Brisk, they learn this way as well. With the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Brisk Rav, in Parsha Shmini, in the Griz Ala Torah, so he says something beautiful. So in Parsha Shmini, we of course know Parsha Shmini begins with the Shmini Lemeluah, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which does the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, it was the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Yidden experienced a terrible tragedy. The tragedy was that Nadav and Avihu passed away. Story of Nadav Avihu. It happened by Yiba Yom HaShmini, by Yidim Aharon, and these are all psukim that are mentioned right at the beginning of Parsha Shmini. Pasuk says that there were a bunch of kabbanas that were being brought. And after Nadav Avihu died, before Aharon, Elazar and Isamar had an opportunity to eat from the kachim, they were now oining him. Aharon lost two sons. Elazar and Isamar lost two brothers. And the question is, what do you do with all the basar kachim? Hashem comes and he tells Moshe, go tell Aharon that you're supposed to eat this basar kachim. And even though you're an oinein, and ordinarily an oinein is not allowed to eat karbanos, a kohen gadol can be makriv when he's an oinein, but no such thing as eating basar kachim when you're an oinein. But this is a rush, so you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Stating that, the Gemara says that there were three karbanos chatos that had been brought at that time that the brothers, Aharon, Elazar and Yisrael, were a little bit unsure what to do with. There was the Karban Chatas that was brought because it was Rosh Chodesh. Never Rosh Chodesh, you mean Karban Chatas. There was the Karban Chatas that was won because it was Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. There was a special Hayrash Shad Dige Chatas that he was supposed to bring. And then there was the Nisiyan. This was the first day of the Nisiyan. That's when you read the Nisiyan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, up until Pesach. It was the Nasi of Nachshon and Aminadav. You had his Seir that you were stood with three Seir. So Aharon and Banav, they made a cheshbon that Hashem just told us a Rasha. We know ordinarily an Oin is not allowed to eat basar kachin. We were told now, yeah. Presumably, this Hayrasha was only said regarding the karbanos that were going to be brought l'fisha. But the karbanos, or the karban, that was going to be brought l'dayros, that it doesn't apply. So they said, the sayer that's being brought for the inauguration of HaKamas HaMishkan, that my understanding is we're supposed to eat. The sa'ir of the Nesiyim, of Nachshon and Aminadav, that's never going to be brought again. This is a one-time event. So that we're going to eat. Oh, but the sa'ir is chodesh, which is going to be brought, midei chodesh b'chodshay, mecha tesi, we're eating it, we're not allowed to eat it. So they decided they're not going to eat it. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the esir achatos, that they're not eating it. So doresh Moshe. V'neis v'ayik tzoyfal olozav al yisam v'nei aharon an esarim lemur. So he gets angry at them. This is one of the three places where Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry, even esalmi menu aloha. So Moshe gets really angry at Elazar and Yisam, and he tells them, madu alo yachaltem es achatos b'm koyim ha-koydesh. Why did you eat the achatos b'm koyim ha-koydesh? Ki koydesh kadoshim hi. V'oysa nosan lochem loses es avoyino idol l'chabrel lefem. What's going on over here? And then he starts making chashbonis. Is it because the dam went inside, and this is where we learned the psol pnim. So there's a lot of kachim over here. But the bottom line is, they didn't want to eat from the seer chatos from Rosh Chodesh, because they felt that that sa'ir was something that was going to be hukrav l'doyrois, and al zeh loy nemar, this hayrah shah, that even though they were oinonim, they were allowed to eat from the basar kachim. Said the Brisk Rav, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's lashon when he gave teichacha to Elazar and Isamar? Madu alo yechaltem es hachatos b'mkoyim ha-koydesh. Ki koydesh kadoshim hi. V'oysa nosan lochem losis es avoy ne'edah l'chaper l'fnei Hashem. Zok de gris. L'fi ha-mevur ba-rama. That the mitzvah sasei doi reis of achilos kachim of v'och lois and asher kupa behem was nemar b'kotshe kadoshim dafka. It wasn't said by kachim kal. It was said b'chatas v'osham. And like the Rambam says in mitzvah peites and sefer ha-mitzvahs, very clearly, it's dafka kotshe kadoshim when you have this mitzvah sasei. But by kachim kal, you don't have the mitzvah sasei. That was exactly what he told him. He said, madu alei achaltem es achatas b'mkoyim ha-koydesh. Why didn't you eat the chatas? Shatas. Ki Kodesh Kedoshim. It's Kodesh Kedoshim. And if it's Kodesh Kedoshim, there's a mitzvah saseh day rice of Achilas Kodeshim. Voltes Gevein Kodeshim Kalim, did you know mitzvah saseh? So Moshe wouldn't have been bothered by it. Oh, Behayos ki Kodesh Kedoshim, Yizok to Briskerov. That was his taino. Madua Leachaltim. And what was the Hemshech of the Pasik? Va'oysen Nasan Lochem Losses as Avoino Eidel Lechaprale. Hey, Yos, it's Kodesh Kedoshim. And you have the Pasik of Va'ochlu Oysam Asher Kupar Behem. You have Kohanim Oichlim. So you have to eat it. Number one, you have a mitzvah saseh. And number two, this is the kapara. But that was the emphasis, says the Griz, of ki kodesh kodashim, fideshitas harambam, that the mitzvah saseh is dafka by basar kodesh. I'll tell you something interesting that I heard from Rav Shmuel Reuven Grossman. He told me that the Yismach Yisroel, Alexander Rebbe said that if you look at this pasuk, Madua lo yachaltem es achatos b'mkoyim hakodesh. It's Rosh Tevois. It's Rosh Tevois mole ahava. Madua lo yachaltem mem lamed aleph es achatos b'mkoyim hakodesh. It's aleph hey beis hey mole ahava. Moshe Rabbeinu was vayiktzoy falavazav ali samar. Doroish dorash Moshe. He gave starke teichacha, but it was mole ahava. He didn't come really angry. Looked like he was angry. He looked like it was vayikzoy. But the teichacha of Moshe Rabbeinu was madua leyachaltem. It was mole yahava. But either way, that's this shayla over here. The Rambam starts off when he brings this mitzvah to eat kachi kadoshim achilas achatus vachashem mitzvah saseh, and then he adds v'hu adil l'shar kachim. There's also a mitzvah. Mechaz Chinuch understood that what the Rambam saying is that the same mitzvah you have by kachi kachim, you have by kachim kalim as well. But Skirov said avadavish. It's beforeish in the Rambam and sefer mitzvahs of per. In mitzvah peites, that's the emphasis of madu leyachaltem asachatish from koyim hakodesh ki kodesh kadoshim. The mitzvah is going to be dafka by kachi kadoshim. You're not going to have the mitzvah by kachim kalim. It's interesting. The Mechaz Chinuch in that same piece, the mitzvah kuf beis, he continues. He declares, what about a carbon that has a component that's nechal abayim like kachim kalim? So there was a chelik that was nechal kayhanim, and then there was a chelik that was nechal abayim. What's going to be the halacha over there? So he says it's machlokes rishonim, but the bottom line is he has three rishonim that say mefurish that when the bialim eat it, they're going to get a mitzvah as well. He has three rishonim. Mechaz Chinuch has a Rashi in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Nun Tes. Again, in Perek Tom and Nishchat, I'll read to you the excerpt of Rashi. Alma achilos kochim asehi bein anecholim lekoyhanim bein anecholim leYisrael. It's mefurish alosh in Rashi. Even the chelik that's nechal Yisrael, he has rishonim in the beginning of Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Dalet, Gishmaki rishonim vein kamakoyim laharich. And then surprisingly, he says it's a mefurish Ramban. You know which Ramban? He says in Mechaz Chinuch. You know the Ramban. At the end of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs wrote Hashmot HaSo'asen. He wrote a list of mitzvahs HaSeis that the Rambam left out. And the first Hashmot HaSo'asen, says the Mechaz Chinuch, is that the Rambam left out the mitzvah to eat Maisa Sheni. Listen carefully. And at the end of that piece, listen to what the Rambam says. U'kamoisha hu asei v'hikshu'ol ha-mechti hayasei v'hayasei mayom le hayasei nizbayar. Ki achilas hakotchem lebailim uleroy loichlan ase. Kotchem, achilas kotchem is always a mitzvah. Whether it's for the bailim or whether it's for the koyin. Ukamoshu ase le koyhanim bechatois vashamois. Kachu lebailim bechelakaro ulohem. Either way, so the Rabban says a mefurish. He says that just like there's a mitzvah for the koyhanim, there's a mitzvah for the bailim as well. You know why this is a tmiyah? It's unbelievable. This was the Ramban that the Mechaz Chinuch, for some reason, didn't mention. It was Nishmat Mimenu in Tof Mem Beis. Just as we spoke out, that the Ramban, the Mechaz Chinuch declares whether the mitzvah, whether to eat Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim is a mitzvah saseh, or it's just, if you don't eat it B'Yerushalayim, there's an Isra saseh. Is it a mitzvah saseh or is it an Isra saseh? So he says, I have a raya from the Ramban, because the Ramban doesn't count it as a mitzvah, and whenever the Ramban doesn't count the achiva of a carbon as a mitzvah, or the prote, a matnas kuna as a mitzvah, the Ramban is masik. And over here, the Ramban's not masik. So vice from the fact that the Ramban wasn't masik, that the Ramban held that achilas maisa sheni is not a mitzvah. And we said the Magia asks, the Ramban was masik. It's the first one of the Ramban's in Hashmat HaSa'asin. So my first reaction was, maybe the Mechaz Chinuch never saw this. Maybe he didn't see this Ramban's Hashmat HaSa'asin. It's a chiddush to say that. But here, in Kuf Beis, he quotes this mamash, this Ramban. It's the same exact Ramban. So I don't know the cheshbon over here. But the bottom line is, either way, just a little bit of rate. By the way, because I know I'm going to get this aura today, so let me just preempt it. By the way, it's part of the Mechaz Chinuch as L'shitasa. Because the Mechaz Chinuch had Rishonim
that held that even the chelik that's nechal lebailim, there's a mitzvah saseh of achlo weiss matcha kupa behem. So madach, the chelik that's nechal lebailim by kachim kalim. Bailim can't eat kachim kadoshim. They can only eat kachim kalim. So madach, the chelik that's nechal lebailim, you have the halacha of achlo weiss matcha kupa behem. So kal v'chayim the chelik that's nechal lekehanim. So this is all the mechaz chinuch l'shitasei. So you want to know where the mechaz chinuch got this idea that there should be a mitzvah saseh to eat kachim by kachim kalim? It's all the same rishonim. It's this Ramban. It's the Rishonim in the Darm Daf Dalid. It's Rashi and Perek Tom and Nishchat and Sochim Daf Nun Tesam Rav. The Chiddush in the Mechaz Chinuch is that he says it in the Rambam. And that's what the Rav would say. How can you say it in the Rambam? The Rambam say for our mitzvahs is Mefurish Nittazah. Either way, it's up to Gemara Vayter. So we go back, we return to our regular program, which I guess for the moment is Bikurim. And the first, again, Halacha mentioned in the second Mishnah of Eloin Aloikim was Ha'ichol Bikurim Achalei Karale. So it certainly sounds like when a Yid brought Bikurim, he also had to read the Parsha of Bikurim. So the Parsha of Bikurim was Ma'akev, because if you would eat the Bikurim, which is a mitzvah, without reading the Parsha of Bikurim, you would get Malkus. By the way, what was the Parsha of Bikurim? Arami Yoyvedavi, which is of course this week's Parsha. It's the Chlovin Arami. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Some Chumash Torah. Either way, Amrav Lazar, Amrav Hoshia. Bikurim, Hanocha Makeves Behem, Kriya Makeves Behem. It says in the Torah that when you brought the Bikurim, the Nachta, you had to put it in front of the Mizbeach. The Hanocha is Ma'akim in the Mitzvah. But reading the Parsha of Bikurim is not Ma'akim. Freight the Gemara, Amrav Lazar, Hachid, Rav Lazar, say this. From Rav Lazar, Amrav Hoshia, Hifresh Bikurim, Kodim Lechag. If someone was Mafresh Bikurim before Sukkis, Vavra Aleim Achag, and then Sukkis came and went, Yirkavu. You have to let the fruit rot. My love, what's the reason for it? Isn't it Mishum Delei Matzil Mikri Aleim? Because you can't read the Parsha Bikurim. Vesol Gedai Dechiv. You're going to tell me Kriya Ma'akevis Behem that the Kriya is not Ma'akev. Who cares that you can't read the Parsha? Amai Yirkavu. Now, a little bit of background. The Mitzvah Bikurim was to bring gracious Bikuri Ad Mascha from Shavuos until Sukkis. That's Likatchila. And if a person followed the Likatchila, the mitzvah would be to bring it, give it to the Kayin, and then to recite the Parasha of Bikur. Now, let's say you didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael before Sukkis. You couldn't go for whatever reason. So you have an extension, and your extension period, you file an extension, right? Your extension period is up until Chanukah, which is, by the way, one of the few places where Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnayos. So this Chanukah is mentioned that you had up until Chanukah. But if you were going to bring the Bikurim from Sukkis until Chanukah during that extension period, you could only bring the Bikurim, but you lost down on the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. So you see immediately there's an idea of bringing Bikurim without reading the Parsha Bikurim, because any Bikurim that was brought during that Kufa, there's no Parsha Bikurim. So what's this whole Shaila Kriya is Ma'akiv, not Ma'akiv? I thought it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechta Bikurim. Michagat Chanukah, the Teretz is, it's Pasha where there's no mitzvah Bikurim that the Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akiv. Again, where there's no mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, then the Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akiv. The Shaila is where there is a mitzvah Mikra Bikurim, such as from Shavuos until Sukkis. Is the Mikra Bikurim Ma'akiv then? Or do we say it's never Ma'akiv? Just like you find there's a concept of maybe Veina Kaira, such as from Sukkot until Chanukah. So it could be even when the Ikur Mitzvah is to be maybe Vekaira, but the Kriya itself is not going to be Ma'akiv. Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Oshia, was discussing someone that was Mafresh Bikurim before Sukkot. And he ended up bringing it after Sukkot. So what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that being that he was Mafresh before Sukkot, it was already Chala Mitzvah's Kriya. Now you want to bring it after Sukkis, you can't do the Kriya. It was Chala Mitzvah's Kriya. Now you can't do the Kriya, Yirkavu. You have to let it rot. What do you see from here? That the Kriya is Ma'akiv. Because if the Kriya is not Ma'akiv, just bring it now without the Kriya. So you see that once it's Chala Mitzvah's Kriya, the Kriya is Ma'akiv. Again, to be maybe Veina Kaira when you mafresh it after Sukkis, that's not, has nothing to do with the Sugya. Because there's no mitzvah Mikra Bikurim. There's no mitzvah Mikra Bikurim, then Fashteitzach, it's not Ma'akiv. The question is, were you a mafresh it when there was a mitzvah, but you didn't fulfill it? What's going to, Halacha going to be over there? So it sounds like over here, Yerkavu, meaning, being that you were mafresh at a time that there was a Chiyah Mikra Bikurim, so now the Mikra Bikurim is going to be Ma'akiv. How does the Shem with Rav Elazar said? That Bikurim Anocha Ma'akevis Bem, Kriya Ein Ma'akevis Bem. So the Gemara says it's very different. Kid Rab Zerah, Dom Rab Zerah, Kola Roy Labila, Ebila Ma'akevis Boy, V'chol Shein Roy Labila, Bila Ma'akevis Boy. It's true there's a concept that Bikurim could be kosher without Kriya. The problem this guy has is that he was mafresh to Bikurim at a time where there was a Chiyuv. And being that there was a Chiyuv, so over there, he ran into issues. So if you're Roy Labila, then Enchinami, it's not going to be Ma'akiv. But if you're not Roy Labila, there it's going to be. The kashli Rabbi Yechonai Rabbi Yechonai. He had said over this halacha, the halacha of Bikurim Hanochem Akevesban, Kriyeim Akevesban, not in the name of Rabbi Elazar. He said in the name of Rabbi Yechonai, and because of that, he had a steer in Rabbi Yechonai. What's the steer? Rabbi Yechonai Bikurim Hanochem Akevesban, Kriyeim Akevesban. It's true. Rabbi Yechonai said that the Kriyeim Akev. But by Menei Ravasim, Rabbi Yechonai Bikurim Emesai Mitaron LaKeyan. And when are Keyanim allowed to eat Bikurim? Amalei Si told. Haruyan Lekriya Mishakara Aleim. If it's possible to read the Parasha Bikurim, then it's from when you read the Parasha Bikurim. If it's not possible to read the Parasha Bikurim, then it's Mishiro Pnei Abayis. As soon as it sees the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be at that point. So he said, Kasha Kriya Kriya, Kasha Hanocha Hanocha. Number one, you have a stira. Because Rabbi Yechonai said Kriya is not ma'akiv, here he said, Aruyan Lekriya Mishakara Aleim, and you have a Kasha Hanocha Hanocha. Because here he said that if you don't do, what is ma'akiv? Hanocha is ma'akiv, and here you see Hanocha is not ma'akiv either. Because you see, Mishiro Pnei Abayis, as soon as it comes in the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash, at that point, already, you're yoy to the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Kriya, Kriya, Le Kasha, Rav Shimon HaRabban. The steer, Kriya, Kriya, is not a Kasha. One is going according to Rav Shimon, the other one is going according to Rabbanan. Rabbanan, Rav Shimon was the one that said Kriya was ma'akiv. He was the one who said, he learned it from the Pasuk of Le'isuch HaLacha B'Sharecha. But according to the Rabbanan, that didn't darshan Le'isuch HaLacha B'Sharecha, you don't have a makar that Kriya should be ma'akiv. And Anocha, Anocha, Nami Le'kasha, Harab Yehuda, V'Harabbanan, and we'll see that tomorrow.